it's the guy from Boston,
Joe Ligotti.
A regular guy having a regular conversation.
Joe loves to debate, but it's always without hate. Just common sense conversation.
The Joe Ligotti Show.
Joe Ligotti Show.
Hello, America. Hi, Paul out in Hawaii. I know you're listening, baby. That's right. It is the Joe Ligotti Show. Coming up here, 2 o'clock on a Saturday, so that's why you're forced to listen to my voice. Here on 96.9, Adam, still at the helm of the ship. By the way, was that a wave I felt, or is we supposed to be listening to the right? No? That's Dr. Karen Ruskin, baby. She's a heavy hitter, and when she comes in, the boat kind of leans to one way, and we love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Karen, for coming in. She is a clinical relationship licensed. Oh, wait a minute. Can we turn her mic on? Did I pay for that mic, too? All right. Dr. Karen, how are you? I'm going to let you explain who you are because I always get it wrong, and I don't give you enough kudos. Fresh from Fox 25 last night in Dedham, and then you went home, slept, did your 50 Shades of Grey, and come right in here, and I appreciate that. Talking relationships, because people like doing that. I think that sometimes I get a little too regular guy on them. And I, you know, I go through relationship stuff too, and I'm dealing with a middle-aged daughter. So I saw this sex survey thing come up, and I said, Dr. Karen, so what are you technically telling everyone?
All right. Well, I'm so glad that you're having me on today. You know, it's always my pleasure to share my insights with your listeners. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I did not do 50 Shades of Grey last night. I want to stand up and applaud myself for not sitting there and in private in the corner of my bedroom reading 50 Shades of Grey. Well, we'll talk about that shortly I'm defending that. But as far as my credentials, so I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Okay.
I have been providing marriage, family, individual, you know, couples therapy for youth population as well as adults for the past 19 years. I am a psychotherapist.
And I'm a psycho.
And there we go. Perfect. Fine, yeah. Yes. And I am a relationship and parenting and human behavior expert. So there's the quickie on
there
that.
There it is. So you are going to talk to a psycho and a psychoanalyst who is licensed.
Psychotherapist.
Hey, whatever.
Marriage and family therapist.
We're in therapist. 617-822-1969. We're going to talk about a kind of a bunch of things in the next few segments. So it's going to get fun. And stay with you because I'm going to tell you something. I couldn't believe this. The Lynn School District, and I know my friend Mikey D'India out there has and Bobby Barker and a couple of guys that have kids that are going to be going through the school districts and are going through the school districts in Lynn, that a middle school, this is what you were on for Fox for last night, formed a pregnancy clique. Now, these are middle-aged school. My Francesca's 11.
Yeah, so
that's sixth grade.
So
that's
middle school in that school is sixth through eighth grade. But
I'm
as we know,
now,
depending on the school, some can be sixth through ninth. But that school is.
I am very nervous because my daughter Francesca, we think, you know, is very mature for her age, and she's done a lot of great things. And I think she's fantastic, but I don't want her thinking about pregnancy at 11 years old. For crying out loud, 2 weeks ago she just went to American Girl and spent $100 on outfits for her dolls.
Right. It's very contradictory, isn't it?
See
this, you know, little girl playing make believe with dolls and hugging dolls, and then you start to think about that they love to put on something sexy and be sexual. Right. It's a very contradictory.
No.
Absolutely not.
All right, 617-822-1969. Do you have a daughter that's 11, 12 years old? Well, let me tell you what's going on. Why don't you explain what this survey was about and what caught your eye and what you commented about on Fox?
Right. So the survey includes all of the different challenges that a middle schooler might experience, and they had a series of questions to ask what their opinion is, and intercourse was one of the topics in the survey. Yes. You know what? It's not shocking, yet it is disappointing and very concerning.
Yeah.
Every generation, it gets
younger and younger, I think.
But still young. You know, every generation, there's always some people who are having sexual relations young. There's always somebody in every generation. But now it seems as though there's somebody.
If I copped a feel at 16, I thought I was doing good.
Right.
That was the 80s.
And Now look at you now, Joe.
No, but I'm just saying, and again, 617-822-1969. Here's the question. Do you think, A, that schools should be doing a survey with intercourse involved for middle-aged schoolers, and B, pregnancy in the word? You know, and I noticed this these shows that my daughter watches, and I had to tell her this morning, hey, change that, because they were talking about kissing and felt the tongue, and this was on Disney.
Right. Well, the survey said that 18% of those who took the survey and 80% of the middle schoolers took the survey, so 18% have already had intercourse. Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
And now that, I didn't read that far along because I expected you to be more informed.
I'm here for that.
Yes,
no worries,
Jeff. That's why. So wait a minute. 80% of the middle-aged school kids in Lynn.
Which is 399 students took the survey.
Right.
And 18% reported that they have already had intercourse.
So 80 of them. I'm going to round it up.
No,
all right?
Don't start numbering.
No,
we
but
don't want to play math.
No, but number 617-822-1969. 96.9.
Whatever that quantifies.
Well, all right, so let's even say 20%.
Okay.
All right, so that's within the 70 to 80 range of middle-aged school kids having sex. Now, where do you think that, and again, I know that
you
we're going to
You want to know why? You want to know why?
No, I want to know why.
Because I'll tell you why if you want to know why.
No, I want to know
why. I have
why,
a theory.
Schools are, I guess I know why schools are bringing it up, because I guess they're having a problem with little kids getting knocked up.
Absolutely. But they're trying to find out what's in the minds of the kids, and then that way they can try and develop a solution. Because without understanding what's going on, how can one develop a solution? Without knowing if there's a problem, how could you develop a solution?
That, you know, it really, now what about, I'm still boggled about what you just told me about.
You are.
Somebody, my
you.
Daughter's, yeah. Now,
oh. I have preventative measures, parents.
Yeah, because it's parents.
Okay, let's talk
about
that,
right? I think it has
to
do a lot with parents.
Right.
Now, when we have our little one, all right, Frankie, I call her Frankie, it's Francesca, but when Frankie asks a question, Daddy, what does this mean? Let's even say she asked me intercourse.
Okay.
I would say, Francesca, that's an adult word. All right. I know you're going to hate me now, but let me tell you what I would say.
Yeah, you see my disagreement face, but go ahead and
Because I don't feel that teaching kids these things and understanding these things is as good as everybody thinks, like you and all the rest of your colleagues. I think you could just say it's an adult word. Mm. Well, why? Because of Google? I'm wrong.
I don't want to discuss it right now. And this is great that we're having this discussion, because you are not alone in feeling that we should not share with our children this information. A lot of people feel the same way you do, and that is a mistake. Mm-hmm. Here's the theory.
All right.
The theory would be is if you start educating your children at a very young age about sexuality, age-appropriate discussions during their different phases and stages of their ability to comprehend and comfort level with the topic you're talking about.
Right. Mine is zero, but go ahead.
The children then will feel that your door is open and that they can talk with you. Instead of getting the information on the streets, they are educated and knowledgeable, and it's not so mysterious, because things that are mysterious raise eyebrows and interest and curiosity. But if it's more factual and discussed, rather as matter of fact and informational, then there is no seeking that behavior out.
Now, so you mean feeding the frenzy of the word or the act or whatever it is?
Right. Instead,
if you say no, you can't have it, naturally everybody wants it now.
Well, no, it's not about saying no, you can't have it. It's rather about educating your child. Like say for an example, let's give a concrete example, okay? Your 5-year-old notices that the five-year-old boy notices that the 4-year-old sister is rubbing her private parts. Okay? Now, let's not be shocked. This kind of stuff happens, right?
Of course, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then says, "What's she doing, mommy?" Instead of saying nothing or just ignore it, instead you say, "Well, does it feel good sometimes to rub your arm or to have a back scratch?" Sometimes a person can explore their body and their private parts, but there's a time and a place for it, and it really wouldn't be appropriate just doing this out in the open. In other words, you discuss that. Yeah, I know. You might find this shocking. And you know what? It might be controversial. Let me just give the number out so people
can agree or disagree with you. 617-822-1969. Do you agree? Should we be talking to our kids about sex or not? And age appropriate, like Dr. Karen says, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no worries. And, you know, the other important thing is if you're providing your children with emotional attention, physical and emotional affection, if they're feeling loved and valued, then they don't seek out at a young age sexual means to fulfill their need to be connected. The only reason for a child to have sexual intercourse is because they are desiring and longing for connection. This is not about that they wanting actual sex. They're looking for connection. So if parents are available, attentive, loving, nourishing, and they educate their children at a young age, and you teach your kids ways of connecting with others that's not sexual, then your kids are not going to be promiscuous in middle school. It won't be until they're actually, older.
How
yeah,
about college?
Right?
I don't know. Hey, we're talking relationships. We're talking middle-aged school kids. We're talking about sex. Should you talk to them about it? I'm on the side, no, talk to your mother. Dr. Karen says no, talk to him because you're going to go out and do it anyway. 617-822-1969. I need a drink of water.
What I like about you, you hold me tight.
5615.
Jim and Marjorie, mornings 7 to 10.
The Joe Ligotti Show.
Now
on 96.9 Boston Talks.
Boston Talks. Joe Ligotti always has the funk, but today he's got a funky person on. That's right. A licensed relationship expert therapist. I know, I can't get
licensed
that damn right.
Licensed marriage and family therapist. I am a relationship and parenting expert.
All right, I'm just going to let you say it from now. Dr. Karen Ruskin, fresh from Fox 25. I don't know. That's actually how we met at Video Link, where she was doing O'Reilly and I was doing, Cavuto probably. But anyway, long story short, Dr. Karen Ruskin's here. We're talking about this Lynn School Sex Survey surprises people because, believe me, out of 400 kids, I'm just not going to say 389, I don't care. I'm going to round it up and say 400 kids took the survey. You said 18%, 20% of them have having intercourse at 11, 12 years old. You say, because my daughters asked me, what's gay? I told her gay. Sometimes men, you know, because I have gay friends.
Well,
so
good.
That's
you are
easy.
Providing some
yeah,
education.
But when it comes to that intercourse stuff, and there's just certain lines that I don't think an 11-year-old at any time.
Oh, my goodness. If you're 11-year-old, if you haven't discussed that yet, if any but viewers, any listeners, if you have not educated your 11-year-old about sexuality, when do you think they start thinking things? You have to get them before that.
You're not supposed
to.
I didn't start reading dirty books until I was like 12 or 13.
If you wait till
and then I asked my friends first. Then I went to my father.
Well,
what the hell's wrong with people? That's what I'm trying to say. In other words, I'm old school. 617-822-1969. I'm probably a dinosaur, a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I don't know.
If you educate them when they're young, they'll have a healthy understanding of sex and sexuality and be able to have a healthy
whatever happened to not talking about things? Why do we have to talk about every damn thing?
You're living
thing?
In the wrong time,
you're
Joe.
Damn right. Should I throw my vinyl records out?
Maybe you were a cowboy once in another life.
No, I actually think I was a Southern Belle during the Civil War because I really like. I like those big dresses because the wind can get underneath them. Derek in Boston, you want to talk to Dr. Karen and Joe Ligotti? Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Great topic. And you just stole my thunder. I was going to say you got to come out of the dark ages. And I think the most important thing the doctor said is that your kids, your daughters, they learn to trust you at an early age, and they learn and they understand and they feel comfortable talking to you about this stuff because. As parents, that's what we get frustrated about when they reach preteen and teenage years is they're not talking to us. We don't know what's going on. It's as hard as we try.
But,
and then
but
you
Derek, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 42.
All right, so I'm going to be 47. So we're within the range, right?
I will be 42 on Monday. Happy birthday to me.
I don't believe that because you look,
happy
I
birthday.
Hate you.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You, Derek. Yeah. Oh, thanks for that. Thank
but,
you.
Well, but Derek, didn't you go, listen to me, you saw a dirty book, right? It had naked girls in it, or I'm guessing naked girls, but whatever, it had naked people in there. I don't know if you, you know. And what did you do first? You went and showed your friends. Then when your friends gave you the stupid explanation, that kind of, you know, then you went to your father, what, a year or two after you figured out how nice the dirty books were?
Well, you know what? You're going to find this to be a little bit shocking, Joe, mm-hmm. but when I was probably, I remember when I was a kid, I had this book called Where Did I Come From? That my mom and my dad would share with me and read to me. I was probably maybe 5 years old, 6 years old.
Really?
Yay, Derek. And way to go, your mom and dad. Give them some positive credit tonight. That's right.
There you go. And my, you know, my 4-year-old daughter has the same book now. Now, we don't look at it all the time, but she's seen it. She's asked some questions, and that was kind of it. And that was months ago. But every now and then she'll ask a question, and we say, you know, those are your private parts. Those are yours.
No, I dig private parts. That's good.
We don't take it much further than that. But, it's building the trust. It's building the relationship. And you're right. When I was 10 years old, me and my friends found a shopping cart full of Playboys, and I'll never forget it. No, I didn't go to my parents. You know, we hid it. We tried to hide them for a few weeks.
I can't say some of the books that I went and got, but, I mean, again, that's when they had the combat zone and we all got it.
Derek sounds like a fantastic parent,
oh my
right?
God. Yeah, I know, but I'm afraid.
He hit the key. No reason to fear this. He hit the key point. He mentioned the word trust, that your kids trust you mm-hmm. because you're dialoguing with them. And he also mentioned that, you know, he opens up the book at different stages and phases. She asks questions. It's not a birds and the bees talk one day and you're done. It's a lifelong journey of parenting. Way to go.
Can my wife handle this? Let's go to Natalie and Danvers.
Can you handle this?
I'll handle it with my son. I don't know if I can get... Natal, how are you in Danvers?
Good. How are you? I love your show.
I love you.
I must be a terrible parent because I've raised two successful boys. They're 23 and 25, and they haven't gotten anyone pregnant or had any problems that way.
Okay.
And they're very healthy and normal.
Way to go.
And I never talked about sex.
Did they ask you?
The closest we got to talking about sex was when my son had a project on Uranus, and I start laughing hysterically, and I'm like, it figures. Uranus. I have to say that I didn't know that other people, the pediatrician would talk to them about sex, but I knew that. And I was a single mother, and the pediatrician was talking to them about sex. I know that I brought them to CCD lessons.
Natal, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Did they ever come to you and say, Mom, you know, I'm feeling this. So, Mom, what should I do if a girl does that? Did they come to you like that?
No, never.
Okay, and, but if they did, what would you have said?
I don't know. I try not to laugh.
Yeah, me too.
No,
I mean, again,
I
don't know if I'm...
It's not necessarily about
the
child coming to the parent and asking those specific questions. Sometimes it is specific questions, but sometimes it's rather an educational process by helping them to understand their own bodies and their own feelings. Then when situations arise, they feel confident and know how to handle it. Now, I love, though, what she said, that she's raised two successful boys.
Right.
And that's wonderful. So, listen, it's not that this is the end-all, be-all, and if you don't discuss sex with your kids, they're going to be messed up for life.
Good.
But certainly you increase the chances that they're going to understand their bodies better and they're going to have healthier relations if they are able to communicate openly with you, and if they feel like the window is open to talk with you, whether
but
it's about
the
sex
questions?
It's about sex or any other topic.
What about the questions? That's the ones I'm afraid of. I know what I'm doing during sex, at least I think I do, so I think I could probably do it age appropriate, and I could... My thing, which when I had the talk, right, and it was very difficult because I had the talk with two people, my granddad, who I don't even think saw my grandmother naked with the lights on, and my stepdad, who was doing these things with my mother. And that's kind of the thing that I'm most embarrassed about, I think. 617-822-1969, if you feel my pain, is when they ask me, they're going to picture that I'm doing that with Paula.
You're just concerned about that because of your own childhood situation that you just shared. And so remember, just because you experienced that as a kid doesn't mean your kids will. But listen, if any parent such as yourself or anybody else that is identifying with what you're saying and feels uncomfortable about what to say and how to say it and when to say it, remember the previous caller, Derek, and he talked about that there's a book that he had that he used when he was a kid. There really are great books that you can sit down.
Isn't that cheating?
No,
it's all right.
There's pictures, there's words, and so then you can use that as a tool for communicating with your kids instead of having to willy-nilly come up with your own speech.
All of a sudden, I have a sinus headache.
I see you're looking very uptight.
Let's go to Frank in the car, Frank.
Joe, it's Frank with the barbecue. How are you?
Hey, that's right. Smoky Stack Barbecue. Really great barbecue, Doctor, if you ever
get a chance. Mouth is salivating already.
All right, Frank, go ahead, my friend.
Joe, I just wanted to say, when my son was going into the sixth grade, they called in. They had a parent-student night, and we went in to watch a puberty video with our children. They had a boys' night and then a girls' night. So they did it with their peers and their parents.
Thank God wouldn't have to go to the boys' night. Go ahead.
It was unbelievable. She talked about when the boys get an erection, what they do, and the girls grow boobs and they menstruate. And it was very detailed. One of the fathers walked out bright red. And, I don't blame them.
I don't know. I wish there was a pill you could take, and I didn't have to talk about it. Thank you, Frank. And again,
no problem.
Great, great barbecue, Smoky Stack Barbecue. Look them up online. 617-822-1969. I don't know. It was, I think my transition from being the dad and the fun guy, and doing all the fun stuff, and we having fun with the little girl, and now, and I say this, I have a son, too, who's turning 17, and has some special challenges, but still is having the normal hormonal stuff, and you got to make it age-appropriate from what I gather. Wayne in Acton, what do you say, Wayne?
Hey, Joe, great topic. I'm glad you're having the conversation.
Go ahead.
I encourage you to listen to the therapist because I think she's right on target.
Thank you.
I have two grown daughters, and I think, when you talk about Frankie being 11 years old, it's really important that she be able to consult with you and her mom, but not just her mom, because she also needs a male perspective, and she needs to be able to have that conversation with her dad. And even though it may seem awkward and make you personally feel uncomfortable, if she feels like she can't have that conversation with you, whether it's about sex or drugs or anything, I think that puts her at a disadvantage because, like your therapist friend says, she's going to try to get that information one way or another. That's what adolescents do.
I am nodding my head in agreement.
Yeah,
that was wonderful, wonderful.
Fist pumping and everything, yes.
Wonderfully said. Thank you for sharing that with Joe. I think from a man to a man, Joe will hear your words through my mouth.
I definitely want my Francesca to be able to come to me no matter what, and you can, Frankie, if you're listening. But here's the deal. I told my daughter two things. Never let a man raise your hand to you, and the second piece of advice I've given her so far is never let anyone talk you into doing anything. When we come back,
that's great advice.
Of course. Well, hey,
nice
I never.
Nice job. I'm proud of you.
Hey, there's hope for me. When we come back, we're talking 50 Shades of Grey. I think it's great that my wife's reading these books, although I don't want to get tied up.
Guy from Boston, Joe Ligotti. The Joe Ligotti Show on 96.9 Boston Talks.
Boston Talks. A little cloudy, humid, but you know what? It is the Joe Ligotti Show, no matter what. And sitting in with me is Dr. Karen Ruskin. Yes, she's the hot girl and smart girl that you see on Fox 25 all the time, and you've seen her all over the place. I'm going to let her tell you what she does. But the wife chimed in. We just talked about sex, and you talk with little girls and, boys and sex talk. And my wife chimed in and heard the sex topic, so I'm hoping she's still listening now because we are going to talk about this book that she had to have. This Amazon thing come in the mail a couple of, maybe a month ago, and I says, what is that? Nothing. Okay. So then I said, all right, I don't care what the hell she's ordering on Amazon. But then all of a sudden, she's reading this book. And then another thing from Amazon comes. I guess there's three of them now?
Yeah.
All right, well, 50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
All right. Well, the Joe Ligotti Show is gotta, now that I have a
relationship expert.
Thank you.
Licensed marriage and family therapist.
I got to ask the question because this is a wonderful epidemic that women have come to the conclusion that they can read porn, and just like men do, and that they can actually apply it and want to know what the hell's going on. Because I'm telling you, I think a lot of women, you know, and I don't only know the theme of this book is that the woman gets, you know, from, and again, it's only discussions in a lunchroom or in a truck, so you could probably help me, is that the woman takes control of this man and...
No, has a relationship.
Have I got this all wrong?
Yeah, it's
all right, tell me what the book, but I know it's helped me tremendously, and Scott Brown vacuuming and doing his own laundry has turned my wife on very much, so when I grab a Swifter now, I do it in my boxes, but go ahead, you go ahead.
All right, so let's first start with the mistake that men are making with regards to what they think
just
this
one?
Book is real. No, yeah, many mistakes, but with specifically regards to what they think this book is really doing for women and what it's really about, because if men truly understand why this book is so appealing to women and why women are so sexually aroused, they could take this information and run with it rather than this just being an epidemic short term. This could be a long term relationship that is sexually intimate with your marital partner for many years to come, rather than it's just being short-lived.
Okay. I asked you during a break.
Yeah. What'd you ask me?
About the 50 Shades of Grey, yeah. And you were, I don't want to quote you, but okay. I will put quotation marks around this.
I'll tell you if it's correct or not.
For research purposes only.
Correct.
Right. Dr. Karen has read one, two, or three of the books. I didn't ask you. Was it just the one?
Just the one.
Okay. So you did just for research purposes, not to get into the porny stuff,
right?
With your husband or whatever.
To be frank with you, that type of book is not really my reading pleasure. I like to read other things. And with regards to things that are sexual, there's a lot of great stuff that people can look at or read.
Okay.
That type of read, at this point, I had to look at it because it's all the talk. And me,
correct,
as a relationship expert, I had to know what's going on. So that way I can analyze it.
By the way, a few weeks ago,
I did talk about this on Fox 25 as well. They did a little mini clip on this. They did a thing.
Tell me why.
And I've written a blog on it on my website, too.
Hit your website up.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of which, so on my website.
What is it?
DrKarenRuskin.com. DrKaren. RuskIn.com. And I wrote a blog article explaining why it
Tell
is
me
that
why.
Okay. So let's start with this. Married women, and remember, this is considered mommy porn. That's the expression. Because it's what they're finding is that the women who are mostly interested are women who are married with children.
Paula's in there. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
So women are so exhausted from constantly telling their husbands what they need and what they want, whether it's to do the dishes or to pick up the kids or to clean up this or to do that. They're so tired of communicating what they want that the one area of their life that they want to not have to say anything, that they want to just be taken.
Sex.
That they want the man to just know what to do and do it is the sexual relationship.
All right.
Okay? That's just one piece of the puzzle.
I'm in so far.
Are
you
ready for me to share the rest?
Okay, I would like a couple of pieces.
Okay.
It's Saturday night, doctor. I need some help.
It's Saturday night already? Boy, the time goes fast.
I know, but I mean, that's usually, you know.
Okay.
All right.
The other piece is this, which I just started leading into.
Okay.
Women want to be taken. Now, let me explain this, because some men and women start to say, well, wait a minute. What do you mean they want to be taken?
Yeah, I want to know. Take me where?
Let's specify.
All right.
Again, we're talking about a particular group. We're talking about men and women that are married,
right?
So there's already a built-in trusting relationship. It's not that the man is taking a woman without her wanting to be taken. This is a trusting relationship. The woman wants the man to want her. She wants to feel wanted, and that the man finds her so attractive that he is so invested and interested in whatever it is that she wants. Now, here's the thing. This is where it leads us into the other piece, the third piece. Women want men to know what's exciting. They're so tired of the same old standard operating procedure. Top or bottom, this way or that way. They want men to come up with great, fun, exciting, and interesting ideas, again, without telling them. So put those three components that I just shared with you.
Right.
Let's review. Number one, communicating is exhausting.
Communicate.
Women want the men to just know. Number
two, just do
it,
baby. Yeah.
Be taken. And number
three. Take me, baby. Yeah.
And number three, they want the relations, sexual relations, to be exciting.
Fun, freaky.
Right, fun. I didn't necessarily. Now, here. Oh, thank you for saying that because this leads us into the next very important piece.
Well, when you say fun, that's what it means
okay,
to me.
Okay, bear with me for 1 minute, Joe.
All right.
So these are, because I know that your listeners want to know this information. Those are the three pieces of why it is that women are so enjoying this book. They want that in their own relationship. Now, this is the very important piece to know. Yes, women are being sexually turned on by reading this. The mistake men would make is to think, if I just follow the script of this book, meaning this book is a script, let me follow it exactly, my wife will be turned on. That is the mistake you would make.
Right.
Because it's not that what this man is specifically doing for this woman or what this woman is specifically doing for this man is what your wife specifically wants. You see, it's not the script.
It's knowing what she wants.
It's knowing what she wants. And you know what? If you don't know,
then you suck.
Find
out.
Figure it out. Try some different things. See what works. See how her body reacts. See what feels good, what doesn't feel good, and then respond. If she doesn't like something, don't keep pushing a pull door. Change it up and do something else.
Like it. Don't keep pushing a pull door, Dr. Karen says. 617-822-1969. Let's talk to Maggie from Boston. I need a cigarette. I don't know about you. Go ahead.
I just paused because when you were talking about Scott Brown doing the chores and how when you pick up the Swiffer, your wife likes it. My cousin Martine, who's driving to work right now, she and her husband have a word for that, and it's called chore play.
Chore play. Let's hear about chore play, Maggie, if it's going to help our listeners. Within FCC boundaries, go ahead.
And you're doing, and, you know, it's about understanding the woman's world, and whatever you chip in, that happens.
And taking control, Maggie, because women dig men that take control in the bedroom, because they're in control. They have to be in control with the kids and everything else and the house and the cleaning. So when men take control, that's the way to go. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, me personally, men just do whatever I want. So
men do what you want?
Maggie!
Wow, okay. Well, hey, Maggie, good for you. And she's a great blogger, Boston Maggie. That's who it is. Hey, listen, I always try, and again, I'm not trying to get crazy. When we come back, I'm going to tell you all the kind of crazy stuff, not to get graphic or anything, but yes, men, yes. Forget about the normal parameters. This is where everything is in and nothing is out. Let's get freaky deaky when we come back.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Georgie Bulva, my friend from Bulva's Bakery. He's a big, huge, large Rush fan. And that song reminds me of the 80s. I won't tell you how much dope I smoked, but, you know, listen, I was a Republican. I inhaled. It is the Joe Lagardi Show. That's how I get to be the crazy person that I am. Yes, marijuana should probably be legal.
Oh, geez. You know Dr. Karen Ruskin sitting here next to you, and you're talking about that marijuana should be legal?
Listen, smoke it. What the hell's the difference? Smoke
yes,
something,
you.
Will you? Anyway, I got to make Adam happy once in a while. Anyway, 617-822-1969. Don't make it legal because then my friends in the street can't make as much money. And
that
anything
is not the reason, and it should not be legal. And I know that's not the topic of today's conversation.
No, it's not.
But
we're
know
talking
when you say
sex,
something
baby.
Like that. All right.
Can
all
we
right.
have that?
Yeah,
do you have salt and pepper? Anyway, listen, let me tell you something right now. You're telling me we're talking 50 Shades of Grey. By the way, if your wife hasn't bought that book yet, go and buy it for her, borrow it. I don't care what you got to do. Get it because it's good Fought what? Don't get it.
It's not that they should or shouldn't. The idea is rather that what they're getting from reading the book because they're in a corner or in their bed or discussing it with their gal pals because it's sexually stimulating them, the idea is rather go to your husband and men, come up with stuff to sexually stimulate
games.
Them. Don't have it
sex
be
games.
That your wife has to read a book to feel sexually stimulated.
That's right. My
Bring
wife
it on.
My way, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not saying that I'm like a dynamo or nothing because I'm a big guy. I'm more like, oh yeah, I'm more like a diesel locomotive. Takes me about 3.5-4 miles to get up to speed. But, you know, I'm all right. I can push and pull. We're all right. But my wife never has to worry because I love it. I love being creative. I like making it because, believe me, we're all built the same. It's just what options you have in the car.
In the marital relationship, if
right.
it is healthy, if it is loving, if it is a partnership, include all of that so that way emotionally they're invested and interested in you because every other aspect of your life is really a good teamship. Then the sexual relationship, if you spice it up, and you pay attention to it just like you would anything else in life that's important to you, then that can blossom too. Or even
I like
the many
hot pepper
years
sometimes
of marriage.
On my pizza. Listen, all I could tell you is my grandfather told me one thing.
What'd he say?
He said, your wife, like a flower, there's a girl. You water the flower, you take care of the flower, it's going to be a beautiful flower. Everybody's going to say, how do you get this flower?
This
you
take
this girl and you don't give her the thing and we make it like this, she's not going to look good to put the makeup for you.
Your grandfather.
And there's a guy that I half the time didn't understand what he stood for, meaning said, but I understood. Listen.
You know what, Joe? Your grandfather was before his time because, as you know, you know.
He was not a feminist, I'll tell you.
Well, maybe in certain ways, but I'm telling you, man,
I don't think he saw my grandmother naked once.
And yet, he gave you some very interesting advice.
Right.
And
take
if you recall,
wife.
You know, if you don't mind me mentioning, my Dr. Karen's marriage manual.
I read that thing.
Right,
with
I
Paula.
Know. You did read Dr. Karen's marriage manual. Well, then you remember in my book that I wrote in there specifically the importance of watering the plant of marriage. So your grandfather, using the flower metaphor,
see, I'm smarter than I look,
very
you know.
in sync with what I wrote. And by the way, you know, if anybody...
Tell them how to get the book.
Yeah, the book is on my website. And if you order it straight through my website, drkarenruskin.com, drkarenruskin.com, any listeners of the Joe Ligotti Show, I'm happy to do an autographed copy right on their book and send
See
it straight
that?
To them on my website.
And
yeah.
maybe even something a little risque she might write. 617-822-1969. You know, I really believe in that. I believe that, you know... Date your wife. I didn't like it in the beginning when my wife suggested it. I'm going, date my wife. I already chased you and I got you. Well, this is it. But you know something? It's fun. It was fun to get a babysitter last night, go out, watch my wife dance with Tavares and have a great time, go to a house party, watch her have a couple of drinks, loosen up because we're always just talking about the kids and what we have to do on Monday, Tuesday. It was nice to see her dress up and doll
that
up.
That sounds beautiful. Ex- you know what?
Oh, and it was sexy, too.
It is. Oh, I'm sure she appreciates you talking about her with such...
My words. Wife knows half the time she's got to back me off because, as I told you, diesel locomotive...
So you're a bit too much, Joe. Too much.
Listen, I'm too much with everybody. Let's go to Joe in Medford who wants to tell us a little something on this 50 Shades of Grey. Medford?
You've got a very interesting book there, Miss. And I got a couple of questions.
Are you talking about Dr. Karen's marriage manual? Or are you talking about you wanted to discuss the other book that we were talking about, the 50 Shades of Grey?
The book that you're talking about now.
Oh,
now,
okay.
My father gave me some advice when I got married years and years ago. He said, love is doing for each other. And from what I hear so far, you're only talking about what the husband is supposed to be doing for the wife, and I'm confused a little bit. What is the wife doing for the husband, and are the rules changing? I've been told that the rules change every now and then. Now, I had a very happy marriage for years. She passed away 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we just did for each other, you know. So I'm in your book... does the wife do anything there for the guy?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you for asking. So in this particular segment, Joe and I were specifically focusing on just what it is that women need sexually from men. So you
What they're getting out of this book. So, why do they need a book?
So you must have tuned in to that portion. But it sounds like what you're asking a question about is specifically the book that I've written, which is Dr. Karen's Marriage Manual. And absolutely, the entire book is filled with what women and men both need to do. I talk about 40 things that men and women can do to have a happy marriage that stands the test of time. I talk about 29 things that men and women can do that would destroy their marriage. It's filled with homework assignments and doable techniques and strategies. Absolutely.
It really is a good book.
Thank you. In a marriage, it takes two to tango, and both people need to work on the marriage from beginning to end. And by the way, I am sorry for your loss regarding your wife.
Yeah. Now, here's what we got. 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes.
This is what we take out of Dr. Karen today. Let's go back.
Okay.
Your kids come to you, talk age appropriate, because you'd rather have them find out from you and your ideas, because they're going to find out anyway. Don't go to your friends in a treehouse with a dirty book. Go to your mommy and daddy and be prepared to talk to your kids no matter what the age.
Well,
the
kids can certainly go to their friends and discuss
things. Well, you know what I meant,
yeah,
though.
But
you want to be open enough that they feel comfortable.
Exactly, absolutely.
The 50 Shades of Grey.
Yep.
All right? What I take out of this is...
What do you take?
I take your wife does a lot of the stuff to help you do what I can do. So, when it comes to the bedroom, you take the initiative because women are yearning for this so much, and they're looking for new and adventurous ways.
I like your summary.
Do you want to play Monopoly all the time, or do you want to play Sorry or Trouble or Life or something, other board game? It'd get boring if you just ate at Burger King, right?
Exactly. Sometimes you want pizza. Other
Chinese.
Times you want chicken parm. Other times you want Chinese. Other times you want fish. Yes.
Yes. And we didn't get into it, but listen, if you want to bring that in the bedroom too, it's nothing like having a chicken palm sandwich afterwards. Hey, Dr. Ken, why don't
or
you...
Or during.
I don't know about that. The sauce would get a little nuts. and that cheese gets awful hot, Adam. Dr. Karen, why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of your office and your website and all that other good stuff.
Wonderful. Thank you. So you're absolutely welcome to contact me via email, which is drkarenruskin@msn.com. So that's drkarenruskin@msn.com. Check me out on my website. It has blog articles, my TV appearances, information on both of my books. I've written a parenting book as well as a marriage book. Or if you need to find a therapist, we have a wonderful team at Dr. Karen Ruskin and
Associates.
Give
the number out.
So 781-241-7837. Once again, the phone number is 781-241-7837. Check out the website. It has all of that information.
And again, you'll see her on Fox 25. You'll see her on Fox
and Friends.
The big one, Fox and Friends. She's my friend, Dr. Karen Ruskin. Thank you so much for coming in. And again, thanks for helping a big, stupid, tough guy, kind of regular guy, talk about things that, you know, we have to talk about. We all have to do it.
You might be a regular guy, but you're definitely not stupid, and it's my pleasure, Joe.
Thank you. And hey, when we come back, it's my pal, Mike Lennon. I love him. And talk about sex, not with him. We're talking law, Lennon Law coming up.